From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. All this week, we've been talking about the population health experiment that the health technology company Cerner is conducting in the town of Nevada, Missouri. But there are still a lot of unanswered questions. To help forecast what may come from Cerner's efforts in Nevada, I spoke with Dr. Keith Mueller, the director of the Rural Policy Research Institute, Center for Rural Health Policy Analysis. Mueller agrees with Cerner's contention that population health is likely to be the next big thing in healthcare.
Absolutely. The emphasis that we're seeing in how healthcare is paid for, and of course that drives a lot of behavior, is to pay for value. And value really means keeping people healthy.
Cerner's approach to developing this population health model is to spend time enlisting the help of local leaders to generate ideas and spread the message. Is that a smart way to go about this?
Yes, it is. And for that, I'd say that would be really true no matter where you were. What you want to be able to do is understand what motivates the local population, and you want the local citizens, if you will, to be able to use whatever their normal network is. And you can't do that from a distance, and you can't do that by bringing in a blueprint and saying everybody's going to follow this blueprint.
One of the things that's happening in Nevada now, as I see it, is they've got a lot of support from people who are probably already kind of interested in building a healthier community. But I think that then they're going to reach a level of the population that we're never inclined to get on board with this, and it's going to take a lot more effort to kind of get those people on board.
There are ways to try to reach almost everybody to help them understand what they need to do and help them do it. But there's likely to be a core at some level where you just can't anymore, where the resource investment it would take to try to change the behavior is beyond capability. But we're not close to that core yet.
Do you think it's even possible to develop a population health model that can be used in many rural communities?
Yes, I do. And the way to do that is to develop a model that has discrete elements. So think of it as a menu of choices. And what you might do is Nevada may look at that list of elements and say, well, that one makes some sense given our community. Let's try that. Because communities are going to say that, well, we're unique. But at some point, everybody's willing, I think, to admit that we could do something better. And what are some ideas out there? And then the way to spread that is sharing those ideas across communities that do look alike.
Cerner obviously wants to monetize this this model and sell it to other communities because kind of like a package.
Right.
So how does the fact that Cerner wants to monetize this model affect the public health research that's happening in the public sector?
Well, it certainly makes sense from a Cerner perspective. I mean we've been in public-private, private-public partnership mode, I think, for at least 10 years now. And this may be another example of feeling out where is that blend of what corporations, and I'm sure Cerner will not be the only one, do to develop products to help communities and what the public investment is. That's a little bit of a general answer because population health is not new, but this kind of interest in it and willingness to invest in it is new, and we'll have to see how that plays out.
For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. This interview is part of our week-long series on Healthy Nevada. You can listen to the entire series, as well as an extended version of this interview at kbia.org.